This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. An 8-year-old child has died after being struck by a vehicle in Taylor County. According to a press release, the Taylor County Sheriff's Office says dispatch received a report just after 3 p.m. last Monday that a child had been struck by a vehicle on County Road H in the town of Aurora. According to the preliminary investigation, the vehicle was traveling north on County Road H when the child stepped into the roadway and was struck. The impact sent the child into the east ditch, and the child was later pronounced dead from their injuries. Further investigation found the 8-year-old had been checking a mailbox along the east edge of the road and was attempting to cross back to the west side just before the collision. The driver and occupants of the vehicle were not injured. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office says the investigation remains ongoing with help from the Wisconsin State Patrol. No further details are being released at this time. Tamarack Health and local health departments are asking residents in Ashland, Bayfield, and Iron counties to weigh in on health needs in their communities. They're working together on a community health needs assessment, a process critical access hospitals are required to complete every 3 years. The survey will help identify health priorities for the next 3 years. The results will feed into a community health improvement plan, which guides programs, outreach, and resources across the region. Community Health Needs Assessment Committee member Abby Miller says the survey gives residents a direct way to influence which health priorities are funded and acted on locally. It takes about 5 minutes to complete and responses are anonymous. Anyone living in Ashland, Bayfield, or Iron counties can participate through September 10th and can also enter a drawing for a $50 gift card. The survey is available through the Tamarack Health website with paper copies available by calling 715-685-5182. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is set to visit Oshkosh today as part of a national tour promoting U.S. defense manufacturing. Hegseth will speak with workers and leaders at Oshkosh Corp and tour the company's defense production operations. The Pentagon says the Arsenal of Freedom tour is focused on faster production, new technology, and long-term contracts for American manufacturers. Oshkosh Defense holds several military contracts, including work on tactical vehicles and systems for the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps. A Wisconsin-based food products manufacturer is facing fines after two incidents left 3 workers dead and 2 injured. The incidents involving industrial kettle accidents occurred on February 12th and March 18th at IPMF LLC, operating as NaturePak. The U.S. Department of Labor issued citations with penalties adding up to more than $364,000. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is giving an update on the state's measles cases. In Iowa County, there are 4 new confirmed cases. Meanwhile, in Lafayette County, there's 1 new confirmed case and 4 probable cases. There are now a total of 41 confirmed and 7 probable cases associated with the outbreak. A Wisconsin driver pulled over for going 114 miles per hour in a 55 zone blamed his lead foot on a horrible round of golf. Barron County Sheriff's deputies recently pulled over a driver near Rice Lake Airport after clocking him driving more than twice the posted speed limit. Authorities say when they asked him why he was in such a hurry, the man explained he'd just left the golf course after playing a horrible round. Due to the proximity to the airport, authorities say they jokingly reminded the man he was driving a Malibu, not a Cessna. The sheriff's office posted a photo of their radar gun showing the 114 reading, saying next time take your frustrations out on the driving range, not in the driving lane. A Wisconsin high school football player died over the weekend, 2 days after being injured during the team's season opener last Thursday. Adam Mossman was a senior and starting quarterback at Alma Center Lincoln High School in west central Wisconsin. Superintendent Drew Semmingson sent a message to Lincoln families Saturday to confirm the news. Semmingson said Massman was injured during the game and received medical care from personnel who were at the game before he was taken to a hospital. The district learned Saturday afternoon that he had died from the injury. The school plans to have additional counseling support for students beginning at noon today and throughout the day tomorrow as students begin the new school year. The American Red Cross has declared a national blood supply crisis for just the 2nd time in history. As Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer tells us, donations have fallen to a 4-year summer low.
The Red Cross says donations are not keeping up with hospital demand, with extreme heat, poor air quality, and widespread foodborne illnesses contributing to fewer people donating this summer. They say the shortage is especially serious for type O blood. They say type O accounts for about 60% of Red Cross blood distributions and is used for both everyday patient care and emergencies. Several blood drives are coming up across northern Wisconsin, including drives scheduled for Tuesday in Birchwood, Trigo, and Iron River. And another one on Wednesday at Ashland Ford. As an added incentive, anyone who donates through August 31st will receive a $20 Amazon gift card by email. The Red Cross says just three additional donors at each blood drive this summer could help stabilize the supply. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Anyone eligible to donate can make an appointment through the Red Cross Blood Donor app or at redcrossblood.org. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
An injured Brewer last night. High on Mike Clemens with sports baseball. Brewer center fielder Garrett Mitchell squared off to lay down a bunt in the fourth inning last night against the Braves. Instead, he was hit by a 94-mile-an-hour pitch. X-rays were negative, so for now Mitchell is dealing with a badly bruised right wrist and forearm. The Braves went on to win the game 4-2 in the Little League Classic to avoid being swept by the Brewers. The game played in Pennsylvania. The crew will open a series tomorrow night in New York against the Mets. College football, the numbers are out. Season ticket sales for Wisconsin Badger games are way down. After the team finished 4-8 last year, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
What was your reaction to that, and what would be your message to fans?
My reaction is I did not know that. I don't know when those came out. That's the beautiful thing about being in fall camp. Again, I know what our job is, and our job is to put a product out there that everybody wants to be able to see. If you build it, they will continue to come.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be a really nice day today. Mostly sunny, not much of a breeze at all, with a high of 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to around 50 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.